am not the problem. I have never left my country, nor have I ceded any part of it.
Let's talk. Triple A's flagship program that continues to elevate the diverse voices of First Nations people across the country. Centered around the unceded sovereignty of First Nations people in this country, honouring the history with a solutions-based focus on the future. With your host, Gomeroi journalist, Danny Tease Johnson.
Yama, hello and welcome to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Danny Tease Johnson, Gomeroi journalist from Moree, New South Wales. I'd like to start the show by acknowledging country. I acknowledge the traditional owners from the lands that we broadcast from, and I extend that greeting all across this beautiful black nation of ours today, particularly up the community of Walgett, where my guest comes from. No Limit was first established back in 2013 with a number of promotions in regional New South Wales. Matty Rose, the older brother, had a vision to make boxing a tier one sport in the country and always believed No Limit would become a boxing sporting powerhouse, and that they have. The whole family has really helped this business flourish. Together with a great team, No Limit has grown to be just that. Is now recognised as the number one boxing promotions company in Australia. And not just the number one, but the best, the blackest, and the only boxing promotion company in this country, as far as we are concerned here at Triple A Murray Country. I'm joined by one of the leaders of No Limit, in Georgie Rose. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me on. How good's that intro? I should take you with me everywhere you make me feel good about myself.
Bruz, I'm trying to, you know, help the Gomeroi mob out here and, you know, No Limit. Give me a call. I'm available for events.
I love it.
Now, honestly, anything that, you know, black media can do to support our black businesses and particularly you mob who just do so much for community, just happy to help, brother.
No, I appreciate that. I really do. First
of all, before we get into it, a bit about yourself. Can you tell us a bit about your brothers, a bit about your family, just for the mob out there who are listening, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous for the first time?
Yeah, well, I'm George Rose. I'm George Rose the third, named after my father and grandfather. And then along with my brothers Matt and Trent, Matt's the oldest. I like to make that clear every time we meet everyone because he tries to claim that he's younger than me. And Trenny's the baby of the family.
Little baby face assassin there, Trenny Rose.
That's him. But yeah, we and then we're all working together now at No Limit Boxing, and it's as you said, it started with Matt, and we've all come on board now. We're all a part of it and all loving it. But originally from Walgett, northwest New South Wales. The strongest mob out there in the Gomeroi Nation, and all our mum's family's from Bathurst, and we lived around Walgett, Narrabri, through to Bathurst before we all end up moving through to Sydney.
Yeah,
moved down to Sydney when we finished. When I finished high school, and that's where we chased a sporting career, and ended up in business and. That's pretty much us. Our family out there is the Roses, Fernandos, Nichols, all are out through northwest New South Wales.
Yeah, a beautiful family, and a particular shout out to your mum, Annie Shez there. Just one of the great matriarchs and one of the greatest women I've had the pleasure of meeting. You know, I love the Rose brothers, but I probably love the Rose mum even more. So shout out Annie Shez if you're listening.
We wouldn't be who we are without her, that's for sure.
I really connected with her. Back at the 2014 knockout, I think it was, when I did a little doco for NITV on the Walgett Aboriginal connection, and you mob all featured in that, and just a wonderful time. But before we get into No Limit and the boxing, Georgie, can you tell us a bit about the Walgett footy team and what that means to you and a bit about it? Because one of the things I love when I go to No Limit boxing events is that pretty much all the players have been there from the start with this, are all now working on No Limit as well. And I just think that's a beautiful community, family, social enterprise that you've done. And it obviously comes back to that football team, which is a really special part of your lives as brothers.
A big thing for us is that footy's been a big part of our lives. Mm. You know, we've played it since the age of four. We've followed each other. We've supported each other. Mum never missed a single game of any of ours. You know, we were ball boys for our father and our uncles and for all of our cousins when we were growing up. And footy has always been a big part of us. And you know, we were decent football players as well. So a lot of them values that we got from team sport and participating in team sport, we sort of taken across in everything else that we do. So even our team, Wildgut Aboriginal Connection, you know, it stems from us being able to play with our family and friends all together. You know, everybody who's a part of that team, if they're not related, if they're not a cousin or a nephew or a mate from back home, they're some of our closest friends now. And that's what a big part of that team is for us. And we've taken a lot of them values over into our business in that we work really hard. We work really hard to get to where we are, and we put in long hours and a lot of work goes into getting the event night on. And none of it would be as enjoyable if we weren't enjoying it with our family members.
Yeah.
With all the people who've been, like you said, all the people who've been part of WAC over the years, you see a lot of them faces pop up because a work day just isn't as enjoyable if we're not doing it with our family and friends. We're accountable to each other, but we have fun too. You know, we really enjoy doing what we're doing, and even you know, when we come up to Brisbane to put a show on, if we're not all there together, you know, whenever you see us, we'll all be you know, moving around together, because without them yarns and the laughs and the fun, it'd just be a stressful experience, I reckon. If we were just focused on the work and not enjoying ourselves at the same time, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point. I just wanted to bring up that knockout yarn, because not many people out there understand the chemistry that is the knockout footy team for our local communities. And I'm lucky that I've known you for a while now, but I've seen you transform and take that what you do with the knockout footy team, that sense of community, that pride, that hard work that you do on the field and off the field to run a knockout and take it into No Limit. And I've seen that over the last decade. I just think it is truly remarkable what you've done as a family. And I just think it's really inspiring for other mob out there who want to start businesses or grow something from a knockout footy team. And this is how to do it. It's a model.
No, thank God. I really do appreciate it. And I do believe that. I believe what you just said is that we've got a lot of talented footy players and footy teams out there who could be doing what they're doing with their footy team, doing it in business as well, doing it, translating that over. Because the same strengths and values that you have in your team and your club, you can put them straight into a business and you'll see the results.
Yeah, I just think it's a really good lesson out there for mob. And, you know, we've got a lot of young people now that are really good at business and, you know, really breaking the mould in terms of what we can and can't achieve. So I just think there's a real opportunity for mob out there to learn from you fellas, you know. I just think it's a wonderful thing.
Oh, thank you.
Brother, tell us about, you know, we've had some big fight nights already, but we do have a big fight night coming up. And I love this. I watched the press conference yesterday. this is Paul Gallen taking on Justin Hodjo Hodges, our brother boy here, Hodjo. Duck and weave, Hodjo, duck and weave. And then I guess the big polar bear, Benny Hannett, very tough footballer and another intellectual prop as well. But you're taking on Paul Gallen up here on September the 15th at Nissan Arena. And we just cannot wait, brother. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, look, I'm excited about it. I know it's very different to what we'd usually do, but the opportunity to do something that I've never seen, that's what we've been able to do with Paul Gallen. Like, Paul Gallen's been signed to us as a fighter for a while now.
Yeah.
And every time we sort of sit around and you yarn about, you know, what could you get him doing, and, you know, who can he fight? And we're sort of running out of options of what he could do and who he could fight. And then this whole Queensland New South Wales rivalry, and you know, the fact that we can get the two boys fighting against him on the one night, it's exciting to me. Like, I wonder how I'm putting the event on, but I do wonder how it's actually going to go. What it's, you know, what's going to happen, and you know, we got Hodjo in there. We got Hodjo who's one of the, you know, greatest Broncos, greatest Queenslanders of all time. and he's got that mongrel in him. We haven't seen him. I still reckon we haven't seen him fully unleash in the ring, and I still reckon that he's got a little bit of that, fuck around and find out left in him that he's just got to unleash.
Yeah.
When Gallen comes at him, and I think when he does, he might shock a few people. I do think he's going to shock a few people.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see a lot of banter at the press conference yesterday, and watching the fight with Hojo and Ben Hennett, he does get that real, he bites the tongue, gets that, that real mission breed in him, starts swinging. You know, they do that, they, I've seen that a couple of times in that fight, so that's going to be really, really interesting, but just the format too, and, you know, I just love it, bro, because it's real different, and what started as banter, just in the media, and Gallen and that commenting and going back and forth, has just turned into reality with the backing of No Limit. I just think it's exciting. It's something completely different we haven't seen in Australia before. And I don't know how he's going to work out the format with it, but I just think it's really exciting.
Well, we've been messing around with different ideas, and that's what we want to do. We want to push the boundaries. We want to create entertaining nights for everyone to enjoy and to be a part of. And in doing that, you know, it's... this is something that came up, and it's something that we've got over the line for now. We still haven't got the format locked in. And, I joked around a little bit yesterday about, you know, copying the wrestling, the WWE, and how they, you know, they have them matches like that, like the Royal Rumble, when a new person comes running out at the end of one fight, and, you know, or whether they're a tag team and stuff like that. But it's going to be fun. It's the same time, they're heavyweight boxers, so someone's going to punch hard and someone's going to be a good chance of getting knocked out. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch and fun to be a part of. And I think the more people that we get tuning in, the better it's going to be for some of our great talent that we've got on the card too.
Yeah, and if you just want to laugh out there, Mob, Go to Fox Sports or KO, wherever you get your main event stuff, and have a look at that press conference yesterday with Hojo Gal and Ben Hennett. It was just a crack up. I was watching your face, George, and you were cracking up too, brother. But you know, this bet that's been put on, really, because Hojo has been calling him out. I love Gal. Yeah. You know, Gal puts it on him, and as a New South Welshman living up here in Brizzy. I sort of loved that banter yesterday, but Gal doesn't muck around. He backs up what he says, brother.
He does. But both of them are mad on their money too. So that's why I think at the same time as they're both confident with their bet, same time I think they both grew a little bit. As soon as they made that bet, they're like, nah, I'm not losing any money. I'm getting in here to win this. Plus, I'm going to have the opportunity to win more money. So. I reckon that's going to bring it out even more in both of them.
Yeah, I seen Gal yet out to Matt and George. The bet's on.
He hasn't got enough money already.
Yeah, no, we get really excited when No Limit comes up here. I've already been messaging Sister Bo De La Cruz there, getting ready for September 15 at Nissan Arena. But like, as much as this is really exciting to watch and, you know, we can't wait, there is a real big... you know, a serious fight on that night. I'm not saying this other fight isn't serious, but Harry Garside, who just intrigues the hell out of me as a young fella. He's seems super intelligent, real visionary, real thinker. And, you know, I've watched a couple of interviews with him where he's mentioned, you know, the likes of Cathy Freeman and Lionel Rose and all that. And I remember reaching out to you going, is he a black fella, bro? But, you know, just one of those good young, young Aussies that, you know... obviously, he's got a big future ahead of him.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a massive future ahead of him. And like you said, you don't hear everyday Australians talk in that way and talk about, you know, some of their biggest role models and biggest influences being people like, you know, being Aboriginal people. It's like, you know, it's hard to get normal Australians to give a compliment to Aboriginal people.
Exactly, brother.
And I think for Harry, it's so natural for him. He believes, he actually means it when he says it. You can see how he talks and how he acts and how he carries himself. He's very comfortable with who he is. He knows who he is and treats people the same as, you know, that he'd expect to be treated. He treats people based on, you know, the person that you are, and regardless of, you know, what your interest is, what your background is, he'll treat you for the person that you are. I do really love that about him. You know, even the fact that he's come and signed with us off the back of, you know, being our first Olympic medalist in decades, and you know, to be a part of our team, I'm really grateful to have him as part of our team. He's very different to the fighters that we've already got signed with No Limit, but he's, you know, he's someone that I truly believe is a superstar of the sport, and he'll not only be around boxing for the rest of his life, but I think he'll be around Australian sport and Australian media for a very, very long time, just because of, you know, how he does cross over so well.
And like you said, it's just so refreshing hearing a young white fella speak like that and give compliments to our mob and have our mob as their heroes. And I just encourage all non-Indigenous people out there to, you know, be a bit like Harry. It's kind of it's kind of cool hearing that, you know. I can't wait to meet him when he comes up, and I can't wait to watch him fight, because we haven't seen him in the flesh before up here, I don't think. So,
he's got a very tough fight. He's got a really tough fight.
Tell us a little bit about his opponent, if you can, Georgie.
Yeah, well, Miles Zalewski, he's one of them really special talents that on any night, he could mix it with the best in the division. He really is a talent. One of his knockout wins on one of our cards, I think it was on our Newcastle card, it's one of the best knockouts I've seen. It was clinical. It was a beautiful hook, and he's just got that in him. He's got the motor. He's got the skills. He's got the speed. He's got a bit of flash about him as well, which I love. I love a little bit of layer up.
Yeah.
But he, you know, when he sticks to his game plan, he's one of the most dangerous fighters in the division.
Yeah, so it's going to be a real test for Harry, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then this is what Harry wants and Harry needs. Harry had goals to get straight to an Australian title. He's won his Australian title and he's defending it in this fight.
Yep.
You know, he wants to achieve big things in the sport, and he wants to take tough fights. He wants to be able to learn with every fight and fighting different styles and different people. And that's the only way he's going to get better, is taking on these tough fights and learning in these against different type of opponents. And Miles is definitely someone that he can learn a few lessons from.
Yeah. Hey, talking of tough fights, you've got a bit of a hero in your stables, and we really want to up here in Brisbane, and that's Chanel Dargan, brother. I just want to talk back of that fight with Ashton Sims' wife. Just an amazing... Yeah. Amazing boxing match, and I remember you jumping the ring and giving them both a bonus, but she had another backup fight a couple of weeks ago where she just won that one. But she's a tough young sister, and, she's got a big following. I think she's related to a few mob up here, so wherever I go, it's like, oh, tell George and that to bring Chanel up here.
No, well, do you know how we were very close to getting her up here? We were trying to match her for a fight up there. It is very difficult to match match a lot of our female fighters.
Yep.
Because the pool of fighters locally is a lot smaller. So,
yeah.
Obviously, they've got to spar and train with other female fighters. So, if you find that a lot of the ones that are available, they're either sparring partners or close friends, and they can't fight. So, they've got to, that limits the pool even more. But Chanel's a special fighter. She, you know, she was chasing an amateur career, and then, you know, we knew her quite well and said, you know, whenever you're ready to turn pro, you know, we're here for you. And then she ended up giving us a call and said she wanted to go pro. Fight against Ashley Sims was unbelievable. Like, the atmosphere within the venue, everyone was going nuts for her. Not just Chanel's fans, and she had hundreds up in there. She had hundreds of people turn up to support her, but everybody got behind that fight, and even, you know, me, like, I was out of my seat, jumping around, cheering around.
And old Dana Black there. Me and the Batuta Advocate boys call you the old Dana Black White there, eh?
Yeah. Dana Black.
That's your new name, brother.
That's it. You know, like, and so she's great, and the more fights that we can get her, the better that she's going to be too, the more that she'll grow and learn from every fight.
Yeah, I think she's just so inspirational for other young sisters out there, because, you know, we've got so many pathways with football and AFLW now with our young sisters, and now boxing is a real another pathway for them, you know, and
it is a great pathway. There's opportunity, and because the pool of fighters is smaller, it means that the path to a world title is also a lot smaller too. It can happen a lot quicker. So, I mean, Chanel's a young mum as well.
Yeah.
She's a young mum, but she's still out here as a professional athlete. So, you know, there's opportunities regardless of what, you know, what position you are in your life. You know, whether you're a young up and comer, whether you're a mother, whether you're, you know, whatever you're doing, if you've got the talent, there's a platform.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, there's so many careers in boxing other than just fighting as well, training, you name it, judging, whatever, get into it. Georgie, just before we wrap up, I do want to speak about Timmy Zhu. How'd that partnership come about with you, Mob? Because I just think that I watched his father fight, and because of you fellas, I got to meet him up here when he came up to watch Nikita fight. And I told him, I said, I watched your father fight at Parramatta Stadium back in the 90s.
And that's crazy.
I hope one day I get to watch him fight again because it'll come full circle. But now he's got a world title coming up against Jamel Charlo. And I'm just interested in finding out that backstory, though, of how the Zhu family and the Rose family, hooked up a partnership.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was at a time where Timmy had been, fighting without a promoter for a while. And he fought on one of our cards. He fought on the Paul Gallen Junior Paulo card.
Yeah, right.
It was either that one or the Gallen Hopwadi card.
Yeah.
He fought on that, and he wasn't signed to us. But it was at a time where, he was about 12 fights or so into his career, and he was starting to get to the point where he wanted to be serious. And there wasn't a lot of people chasing him at the time, but there were other promoters who tried to sign him when he decided he wanted to sign with a promoter. And we met with him, told him what we wanted to do, and told him, our plan for him and what we'd hope to achieve. And he ended up making the choice to sign with us.
Yeah.
And his team is built off family values too. So
yeah,
his uncle is his trainer. His grandfather is his trainer, coach, everything.
Yep.
Overseer of everything, and I love that Boris is around too. Glenn Jennings, who is his manager, he actually worked with Kostya. He worked with Kostya for his whole career too.
Yeah.
So all the team that worked with Kostya was now working with him, and so they're really big on family values, and so are we. Our whole company is built around our family, as we spoke about earlier. But I thought that they picked up on as well.
So the similar shared
values is sort of how we ended up together and why we've grown as strong as we have.
Yeah, this goes back to my earlier point around that whole Walgett Aboriginal connection, that family vibe, that unity, that discipline, taking that into a business but still having that family unit. I just think the Zoos would have seen that and just went, yeah, this is who we're meant to be with. And
100%.
It's just working out.
We're grateful for it too, because we've been able to learn a lot about them and they've been able to learn a lot about us too. So, they're always learning about Blackfella culture, and we're learning about the Russian culture, and it's good. It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, never might see No Limit over in Russia one day, like Rocky IV there, bro.
Yeah. Hopefully it's summer. I can't handle the cold.
You look good in one of those big winter hats they wear over there, but bro, you really suit you, Georgie. Bring out your eyes. Hey, brother, I know you're busy. I know you got a lot on, so I'll let you go soon. But I just do want to say the partnership with Fox Sports has been beautiful for people out there, because not many of us can afford Main Event, many of our mob. And so to have free-to-air boxing through Fox Sports and be able to have access to it is all because of No Limit Boxing. So I just wanted to raise that point as well. And thank you. It's because you fellas, we've had free boxing for almost a couple of years now on TV that everyone can tune into. And then, if we need to get the Main Event link, I'll just ring Uncle Carb. But we come and support your events, brother. And reiterate to everyone up here in Brizzy, Black, White, and Brindle, go and buy a ticket for No Limit boxing event September 15 for the State of Origin special between Gallen, Benny Hennett, and Justin Hodges. And also to see Harry Garside fight would just be amazing. And the whole undercard as well. So, yeah, anything else we need to know, Georgie, for the event?
No, that's it. You've covered it all. Nissan Arena. September 15, and I'm looking forward to coming back up there because we've had some really good shows up there, and I've really enjoyed the crowd and the people who've come along. We've had a lot of local people that have supported us, and I'm sure there's a few that are tuning in who have been supportive of our events, and we really appreciate it. Yeah, we just want to make sure that you have a good night with us all again.
Yep, we will, and thanks for bringing it up here. I know all the Brisbane mob love it, and there's a lot of, you know, boxing clubs up here who really appreciate you fellas, because he's always helping the community, you know, he's always chuck us a couple of ticks, and we give those out to boxing groups and people who are struggling and couldn't, you know, really afford to get there. So we thank you for that, and thanks for always giving us your time here at Murray Radio, brother, and just best of luck to No Limit, the Rose family, and all the mob that you have on board there into the future. We just wish you nothing but the best.
No, thank you, and I appreciate the support from Murray Radio. Love tuning in when I'm up there, and look forward to catching up with you all again.
No worries, brother. That's Georgie Rose, Gorgeous George of No Limit Boxing. Shout out to Matt Trent, Arnie Shares, and all the crew at No Limit. Good luck for September 15. You've been listening to Let's Talk.